The sermon text is the gospel that we just heard read from John chapter 20. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace be with you, said Jesus, and the disciples surely needed peace. They needed peace because they were sinners. They had sinned by forsaking Jesus just a few days ago in the Garden of Gethsemane. Their leader, Peter, even three times denied that he even knew his Lord Jesus. And at that very moment that Jesus came to them that first Easter evening, the disciples were afraid of the Jews, not believing and trusting what Jesus had just told them a few days earlier. The disciples had sinned. They were sinners who needed forgiveness, peace. The forgiveness peace that the disciples needed is exactly what Jesus gives them. The first words out of Jesus' mouth when he greets them are, "Peace be with you." Now, to be sure, this greeting of peace, shalom, was the standard greeting of the day. But when Jesus gives a greeting of peace, he actually gives peace. And the peace he gives is not as the world gives. It is a peace that causes hearts to be troubled no longer, to not be afraid, for his peace forgives sins. Jesus' greeting of peace, his giving of peace, forgave the disciples' sins that evening. And how could Jesus forgive their sins? He shows them how. He shows them his nail-pierced hands and his spear-pierced side. That is how he forgave their sins, by suffering the punishment for their sins on the cross, and by defeating their sins, death, and the devil through his resurrection. Jesus now gives the disciples the forgiveness that he earned for them on the cross. The disciples receive his forgiveness. They see that their Savior has died for them and has risen for them, and thus they are glad when they see the Lord. Each and every one of us this afternoon is in need of the same forgiveness peace that Jesus gave his disciples 2,000 years ago. For we too are sinners, just like the disciples. We also often fail to stand up for Christ and the gospel in our daily lives. Our faith and trust are also weak, and we fear when we should trust in God's promises, like, "I will never leave you or forsake you." We are sinners. You are a sinner in need of Jesus' peace, his forgiveness, peace. You are a sinner, but today you came to the right place. No, this is not the room where the disciples were 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to them and gave them his forgiveness, peace, and they could see the Lord with their eyes. But this is the right place for you today. For here in this place, there is forgiveness for sinners. If you aren't a sinner, you had no need to come here today. It's not the healthy people who need a doctor, but the sick. But if you are indeed sick, if you are indeed a sinner, then you've come to the right place this afternoon. If you are a sinner, then you've come to the right place today. Why? Because Jesus is here. Jesus is here with his peace, with his forgiveness peace, with his forgiveness peace for you. No, we don't see him with our eyes as the disciples did 2,000 years ago. We do not see his pierced hand and his pierced side as the disciples did, but he is here in this place for you. Every time in this place, when you receive the Lord's Supper, you are receiving Jesus' true body and his true blood, the same body that was pierced on the cross, the same blood that was poured out from Jesus' veins on the cross, that same body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Every time people are baptized here in this place, Christ is here. You are connected to Christ in your baptism, buried with him and raised with him. You are clothed with Christ in your baptism, and your sins are forgiven in baptism. Jesus is here with his forgiveness peace in baptism. And finally, in this place today, Christ is here in his Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is Christ. Where his Word is, there is Christ himself. And where Christ in his Word is, there is his Word of forgiveness, peace. Today, in this place, Christ is here with his Word of forgiveness, peace for you. And therefore, to all of you who acknowledge and confess your sins before God, you confess that you are indeed sinners in need of Jesus' forgiving peace, I say to you by the authority that Christ on that same Easter evening 2,000 years ago gave to his church, I say to you as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your sins are now forgiven. You have Jesus' forgiveness, peace. You are at peace with God. You can now rejoice and be glad. You have seen the Lord, for you have heard and received his forgiveness, peace. As we return to our text, the disciples have received Jesus' forgiveness, peace, and they are glad. But now Jesus tells them once again, peace be with you. Why again? Jesus is now building on what he had already given them. This same forgiveness peace is now the foundation for something new and something very special that continues even to this very day. Jesus would soon no longer be physically with his disciples on earth, but he wants his forgiveness peace to continue being given out here on earth even after he's gone. So, after giving his disciples peace once again, Jesus next says, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. The Father had sent his Son to earth to earn our forgiveness peace through his death and resurrection, and to give that peace to his disciples. But now in a similar way, Jesus is sending his disciples to carry on the delivery of that forgiveness peace which Jesus had just earned once and for all. Jesus next breathes on the disciples, giving them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will enable the disciples to exercise the incredible right, authority, and power which he will next give them. Here is the authority and power that Jesus gives his disciples. Jesus says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Jesus tells his disciples to forgive sins. And when they do it, it is just and true and valid as if Christ had done it himself. They are also to withhold forgiveness. And when they do that, that is also just as true and valid as if Christ had done it himself. When people come to the disciples confessing their sins and desiring Christ's forgiveness, the disciples are to forgive them. But when people refuse to acknowledge their sin and have no desire to turn away from their sin, the disciples are not to forgive them. They don't want forgiveness anyway. They want to keep on sinning, and thus they themselves reject any need for forgiveness. This authority that Christ here gives to the disciples is often called the office of the keys to heaven. For no one will enter into heaven unless their sins have been forgiven for the sake of Christ. On that Easter evening 2,000 years ago, Christ gave this office, this authority, to the disciples and really to the whole Christian church of all times. All Christians have the authority to forgive sins when that forgiveness of sins in Christ is sought from them by another. This is part of what is often called the priesthood of all believers. While certainly all Christians possess this right, Christ also instituted the office of the public ministry, in which his called and ordained servants publicly exercise this authority to forgive and withhold sins. And that, of course, brings us to today, to the special reason that we are gathered here for this service. Brothers and sisters of Trinity Lutheran Church, as you know, God has called through his church this man, Wayne Zhang, into the office of the public ministry. Before God, soon to be Pastor Zhang, is no different than me or any of you. He is a sinner who is in daily need of God's forgiveness earned by Christ on the cross. But before other people, Pastor Zhang has one earthly calling that is different than most of us. God has given each of us different callings in life, none better or worse before God, but different nonetheless, to do different works of service on earth. Aside from his calling as pastor, Pastor Zhang also has the more fundamental callings of husband to his wife, son to his parents, and father to his children. Many of you men here share in these callings. But to you all, as the body of Christ in this place, Pastor Zhang's calling is that of a pastor. And what is a pastor? So what is a pastor? First and foremost, a pastor is a delivery man. Yes, a delivery man. He even wears a kind of delivery man's uniform so that you can recognize him. When you see this uniform, you know the delivery man is coming to give you gifts. Now, of course, the gifts that he delivers are not books or electronics. No, he delivers Jesus, forgiveness, peace. 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave his disciples and gave pastors of all time this primary responsibility to publicly exercise the office of the keys. In broader terms, a pastor delivers God's word to God's people, his word of law which reminds you of your sin and even crushes you because of your sin. But most importantly, he delivers God's word of gospel, which forgives your sin and raises you up again and gives you strength to live your Christian life. A pastor is most importantly a delivery man. Sure, he is other things too. He is a leader, an administrator, a teacher, and many other things. But most importantly, he's a delivery man. Pastor Zhang is your delivery man, who, in whatever he does, his job is to deliver to you the gospel, Jesus' forgiveness, peace, in his teaching, in his preaching, when he baptizes you, when he counsels you, when he visits you when you're sick, when he gives you Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. In all these things, Pastor Zhang is here to deliver God's gifts to you. His gifts of life, salvation, and the forgiveness of your sins, peace with God. And when he forgives your sins, they are forgiven, just as if Christ himself had done it. Christ gave that authority to his church 2,000 years ago. Pastor Zhang will exercise that authority publicly in your midst. Pastor Zhang is your delivery man to deliver to you what you need the most, the forgiveness of your sins, Jesus' forgiveness, peace. Finally, a few words to Pastor Zhang. What a blessing you are to Christ's church. No, not because of who you are in yourself. You're just a sinner like I am. But you, in your calling as Christ's newest delivery man, to deliver God's gifts to God's people, what a blessing. And what a responsibility. I know you're scared to death, Wayne, today, just as I was 15 years ago, and often still am today. And a bit of godly fear is a good thing for us sinners to have. Yet, know for a fact, Wayne, that today it is Christ who is sending you, just as he sent his disciples 2,000 years ago. It is Christ himself, the Lord of the church, who is sending you here to this church to deliver his gifts to his people here in this place. And he does not leave you alone. Christ does not call men into this office and then just leave them to fend for themselves. No. Rather, just as he did 2,000 years ago, Christ today gives you his Holy Spirit in a special way to strengthen you for the delivery work that he has given you to do. Even so, you will stumble and make mistakes in your calling as a pastor, just as all of God's people in all of their vocations stumble in all of our callings. But when you do stumble, know that that forgiveness peace that you deliver to all of them is also for you as well, the delivery man. And just as Christ said to his disciple pastors 2,000 years ago, he says to you here today, peace be with you. And to all of you, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.